Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Yes, good morning. We are picking up with a new devotional from our Live on Purpose devotional. This one is titled, So Far From Worthless. And again, like yesterday, I'm going to read the scripture in the devotional to preserve Tori's voice.
Thank you, my babies.
The scripture is Psalms 139, verse 13, and it says this, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. In life, you'll face all kinds of situations where the world will try to tell you who you are. People may say that you're not very smart. You're awkward. You, quote unquote, have issues. Your dreams will never come true. By the way, that was told to me before. You're extra. You're worth nothing because of where you came from, who your parents are, your house you live in, the color of your skin, or where you buy your clothes. I beg you, do not let the world tell you who you are. Only God can truly define you. Dig into His word and find out who you truly are. You are a child of the King of the universe. You don't have to be overwhelmed by anything or intimidated by anyone. You are God's son or daughter, which means you can do whatever He calls you to do. All you have to do is try, and He will do the rest. I know that a lot of young people do feel worthless, though, so I do want to address it a bit more. What tends to happen is that you replay the hard conversations you've had and the most painful moments you've been through and the ones that cause shame to rise up in you. Then you let those fruitless thoughts lead you to believe that you are worthless. Read this and take it personally. You are far from worthless. It's time to reject the lies of the enemy and embrace the truth that the King of the universe created you. Yes, you. That makes you, yes, you, a child of the King. That's your worth. That's what you have always been. Don't let this world or anyone in it tell you otherwise. Believe you are who God says you are, and then go out and live like you are who God says you are.
Dang, that's powerful.
Much needed.
Much needed. And something that I really feel like everyone should do on a daily basis is go back to those God truths and look at them as declarations over your life, because there really is a war for your identity, and either you're going to get your identity from the world or you're going to get your identity from the Word. Mm-hmm. And we want you to choose the Word of God, because that identity is what is true and what is going to be fruitful in your life, what's going to lead you to walking in confidence and in purpose. But when you get your identity from the world, that's when it becomes fruitless. That's when it becomes confusing. That's when it becomes distorted and twisted.
Yeah.
And so we have to recognize our thought patterns and quickly break them when they're false. And so I think practically it's really good. Go back and listen to this and write it down. Write down these things that God says you are. And if you don't believe them, put them, plaster it everywhere, on your mirror, on your wall, on your phone background, somewhere you're going to see it all the time. So that when those things come up, when those moments, like she said, of shame, or when you're rethinking of those conversations, when those things come up, you can quickly stop the train.
Yeah. And I just want to reiterate one quick point. Technically, it's two. So, you know, for me, it's two for the price of one.
But there you go.
I just want to remind you that it's either going to be the enemy working against you, trying to tear you down, saying things like, did God really say that?
Yeah.
Did God really say that about you?
Yeah.
Does God really believe that about you? You of all people? Yeah. Did God really say that? Or it's going to be your own sinful nature.
Yeah.
And we all have that. And it can be a tendency for us to get on these really negative talk track spirals.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I do it a lot. Okay. And I'm not trying to parade it around like, oh, like false humility. Like, mm-hmm. I struggle the most, you know,
yeah.
But no, I struggle with those negative talk tracks so much that I have to catch myself. And we have to know that we are actively, whether it's our sinful nature or it's the enemy, we have presences working against what God says about us. And we have to be prepared to resist that. That's what scripture says. Resist mm-hmm. the devil and he will flee.
Yeah.
Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God and he will make your path straight.
Yeah.
And so we have to constantly depend on God's scripture mm-hmm. to lead us and guide us and tell us who we are and not just our own feelings or yeah. what Joe Smo is saying about us. We can't Good. Let that happen. And so we have to actively do this. We have to realize that we're at war with the enemy and we have mm-hmm. to take that seriously.
Yeah, that's so good, babe.
You ready for me to pray something out?
I am.
Oh, Father, we are so far from worthless, God. And that's only because of you, God. We don't need to depend on our own looks, on our own financial status, on our own coolness, on our own stuff that we accumulate. God, we don't have to depend on anything to make us feel worthy, God, because our worth is derived from what you did on the cross, God, and that was given to us freely, Lord. We can receive the death of the Son of God to give us worth and value and meaning and purpose into our life, God. We can receive those things to become a son or daughter of the King, God. We don't have to prop ourselves up, God, but we can do what your scripture says, which is to humble ourselves underneath your mighty hand, and you will lift us up and exalt us at the correct time, God. We don't have to make ourselves proud. We don't have to make ourselves look better. We don't have to say the right things. We don't have to buy the right things. We don't have to date the right person, God, to bring value to our life, God. You complete us, God. I pray that you will help every single person who's listening, know that, feel it, and walk in it, Lord. We thank you for that, God. We worship you in that, God. And also, we just confess, God, that you will forgive us of all the false ways that we're trying to make ourselves worthy, God. Nothing could touch the worth that you give us by dying for us, Lord, and by loving us, Lord. Lord, we love you, and we pray in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
That was powerful, babe.
Well, y'all, now is the perfect time to throw in the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing into how worthy God says you are.
Yes, and y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Avita Zane.